Mentioned before the break, a good text message question about Eric Winston as we try and piece the puzzle together when it comes to the offensive tackle spot opposite of Jonathan Martin, and whether it's the right tackle spot that's going to be open or the left tackle spot that's going to be open seems to depend upon who is brought in. One of the guys that had been kicked around a lot is a guy that would be a left tackle, and that's Brandon Albert from Kansas City. They put the franchise tag on him. They kind of said, hey, what do you think about right tackle? And he said, nope. And he's probably not long for the Kansas City Chiefs. We hadn't heard anything new about Brandon Albert anytime soon, but Omar Kelly of the South Florida Sun Sentinel put up a story just a few minutes ago. This same Omar Kelly, by the way, who wanted us to discuss the Bills. He was in there voting.
I saw that.
Or at least he tried a Twitter vote. I don't know if he was in the chat. But how about this story from Omar on the Sun Sentinel website? The Dolphins enter next week's draft having left the offensive line as the unit clearly in need of an upgrade. However, it appears general manager Jeff Ireland might not wait until Thursday to improve that unit. According to league sources, the Dolphins have had extensive talks with Kansas City about acquiring Brandon Albert for a second-round pick, and team sources acknowledge a trade could be finalized before next Thursday's NFL draft. There's a lot more to the story, including the fact that the process is underway and that he might even take a physical soon, and that these conversations go back to last month between Miami and Kansas City. So Brandon Albert is a name we had heard a lot about, then not much about. Now you can expect a lot more about Brandon Albert. Again, that's from Omar Kelly in the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Give up a second-round pick. If that's all it is, hey, that gives you some options at number 12, and you got two second-round picks. That's a lower price maybe than what we had heard a few weeks back.
And you have a proven veteran, five-year vet who you know what you have, a proven veteran. They put the franchise tag on him, but he wants to maintain the left side. That means if the Miami Dolphins were to pull that off, right, they keep one second round, they give up another second round, but they lock down that offensive line, and you put or keep Jonathan Martin on the right side, and it's just a move that makes a lot of sense for the Miami Dolphins if they pull it off.
Give you an opportunity to do a lot of other things. You have a
in the draft.
In the draft, you know, we still have to talk about and address the defensive line. We still have to address that cornerback position, and still have to address the wide receiver position. So it take a little bit of pressure off you. And now, when you look at the way that people fall to you throughout the course of the draft, you just have opportunity to pick the best available player in the draft. So that's, it becomes fun.
That's what it comes down to. The text earlier about Winston said, "Why not sign Eric Winston? Then give yourself the flexibility to take the best player available at number 12.
Same thing here.
Same exact thing here. And, you know, Winston, it seems like, is going to be a post-draft signing, whether it's with the Dolphins or anybody else. Similar things being said about John Abraham, the former Falcons and Jets defensive end. So it'll be very, very interesting to see how all of that stuff shakes out. But that's big news there from Omar and the Sentinel about Brandon Albert, the Kansas City left tackle. You acquire him, you drop him right in at left tackle, Jonathan Martin's back at right tackle, and then at number 12, you're talking about maybe corner, maybe tight end, maybe wide receiver. You don't got to worry about an offensive lineman, and that certainly changes the conversation quite a bit, especially if that trade takes place prior to Thursday.